98.1 KZE. It is MK with you, and the charming and talented Mark Delgado is in the studio with me. Mark, welcome back to KZE.
Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, it's great to see you. What's been going on?
Nothing. Well, that's not true. I mean, you know, playing a lot of music. We just played a show at the Park Theater last month with Two Dark Birds.
Nice. And we love Two Dark Birds, and we love the Park Theater.
And I'll be playing another show with them in July at the Colony.
Right on.
And I got a show coming up this weekend at the Colony outside on the outdoor stage with my band.
So. That's a really, I'm glad you're here talking about this because I don't talk about the outdoor stage
it's
and
really cool.
The beer garden at Colony enough. It's such a cool setup.
It is a really cool setup, and I was checking the weather every day, and today, according to the weather, it's going to be 70 degrees, so it's going to be perfect.
I think it's going to be perfect. I know this week is a little bit rainy on and off, which is good. We needed that.
We need it so bad.
Yeah, but I think the weekend, it doesn't look like torrential or anything. No. I think you're going to get a window on Saturday.
I've been rained out before out there. We've even played in the rain out there, and there was nobody there, but we did it anyway.
Well, the stage is covered, kind of, right?
Yeah, the stage is covered, but for the...
And then there's like the bar at the back where it's like a little bit of an overhang.
That's where everybody was, but it's like a mile away, so it's not as rewarding.
Can't quite
rewarding.
Interact with the audience. It's like at Bethel when they don't let anybody sit in the front seats, and then the artist is just like looking at the people way back on the lawn.
Right. So it's cool. It's a cool gig. We'll be there from 6 in the afternoon till 9 at night. So me and the band will play two sets, and then in between the two band sets, I'll probably do like a solo like thing too.
Cool. You don't want to take a break and eat dinner?
No. I don't like to eat when I'm playing. So.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair.
I'm the only one.
So. Yeah. I feel the same way about DJ gigs. You know, when I'm at a wedding and
I gotta be empty.
Yeah. Okay, time for your vendor meal. I'm like, ugh.
I just get them. I always get it to go.
Yep. Yeah.
I always get it to go.
I gotta dance around. Yeah, I can't be.
I prefer to eat at home alone in the dark. Late at night. It's very my favorite thing to do.
That sounds so good right now. I love coming home from a gig and nobody's up except the cat.
That's right.
And I'm just eating chips and guac
on
the couch.
Dark, watching TV.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, sounds so good.
It is pretty good. I like to sit on the floor and do it. The problem is that I'm old, so when I sit on the floor and then I try to get up, usually one of my legs is not working.
Doesn't cooperate. Do you have any animals? You got a pet that helps you out?
No. Well, we have three goldfish and two guinea pigs.
Okay. So they can't help you off the floor.
My daughter really wants a dog, but we live on a busy road kind of, and I'm afraid to have a dog.
It's tough. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how about you? You have
We got a dog and a cat, and we moved to our house about a year ago, and we don't have the yard fenced yet, so the dog is stuck going out on a leash. She doesn't get to go out, you know, with her freedom, which we really have to put a fence up. And the cat is also an indoor kitty because, you know, we also live on a road, but he also has a leash.
Right.
Yeah, we got cat leash. Yeah.
And it's cool with that?
Yeah, he likes it. You know, he doesn't know any different because we got him as a kitten, so he doesn't know what he's missing.
Right.
Although yesterday he was wilding out last night, and we had the window open, and we heard him like messing around and, you know, his little claws on the screen, and all of a sudden we hear boop, and the screen pops out, and the cat pops out the window after the screen, so we had to get up and run around the side of the house, and luckily he was just sitting in the garden like, where am I?
Right, he was not ready for freedom yet.
Mark Delgado is my guest. If you couldn't tell, we're talking about music, and
it's
you
all about music.
Can catch Mark in the garden, the beer garden at Colony, on Saturday night. You got a guitar? Should we play a song?
Okay, I brought a guitar.
What are you gonna play?
This is a new song of mine called Angel Dust.
Nice.
Above a field of red and green and rust, torrential rain has passed again. The farmer's dreams are crushed. At the edge of town, there's cathedral tents. There's animals and trucks kicking up angel dust. At the count. Jersey Turnpike on our way to see the brawl in Montreal. Sugar Ray was pummeled by Roberto's hands of stone. I missed the whole thing, falling out in a basement far from home. Lungs filling up with angel dust. Mary, I'll meet you there at the top. Stardust, mowed lodge the sands. They tore them down one by one, not a single building stands. To make way for the bullet train from Skid Row to the coast, it's a trail of ghosts.
Mark Delgado is my guest on the Afternoon Drive, 98.1 KZE. That was lovely.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, that was very, it felt kind of out of time. Was that about anything from your life or more of an imagined scenario?
Well, my daughter's name is Mary, so it's about her. It's about being a parent, and it's kind of, well, first of all, My favorite subject in songwriting is narcotics. Mm-hmm. I love to write about getting high. And then the phrase angel dust, which is the only drug that I never liked. Mm-hmm. And so I just like that phrase, though, because it seems to mean a lot of things.
It's a very pretty name for a very nasty thing.
It's a pretty name for a nasty thing, and it kind of represents hope and but it's kind of like a bad representation. I don't know. But it, like, being a parent is a strange thing, and seeing a kid grow up and remembering being a kid and remembering that feeling of being a kid, and then being old and realize and remembering that, like, it's a good idea to remember that.
Yeah.
Because I've become quite jaded and my life, and a lot of things have passed me by, and I've made a lot of bad choices, and having a kid, you get to kind of maybe make up for some of that stuff. So, yeah. I don't know.
Try to break some patterns. And
I mean, you know, my main thing as a parent is, like, when my daughter tells me something, oh, I'm afraid of this or this, or she thinks of something about this, and I think, I was like that when I was your, and I'd forgotten.
Yeah.
You know, so.
But, you know, the hardest thing I imagine, maybe not the hardest thing, but one thing that I imagine is very hard about being, like, a guardian and a guide for a young person finding their way in the world is knowing that you can tell them, but they're probably not going to listen.
No, that's the heartbreaking part of it.
Because you remember you yourself not listening.
That is the absolute most heartbreaking part of being a parent, is knowing that she's going to hit the age of about whatever it is. I don't remember the exact, you know, whatever seventh grade is when you become aware of your sexuality and your whole life becomes a mess.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, I mean, she's so innocent, and it just is, that's the most heartbreaking thing is, like, I hope, you just hope your child, my child, I hope my child doesn't have to do what I did.
Yeah. You know? And you can tell her, you can give her the advice.
It's not going to
matter. You can tell her your stories and your experiences. And it's tough because I know when I was a kid, I was a good kid. I listened to my parents.
Right.
But did that mean that I, like, fully understood and internalized and took their advice? No.
No. And I mean, I'm always interested in when somebody tells me they were a good kid. I'm fascinated by that because did you have great parents?
I had good parents.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you close to them still?
We're still friends.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah.
See, I'm always happy to hear that.
Yeah.
It gives me hope.
I don't see them as perfect. I see them as humans, but we're still, you know, I would say I'm friends with both of them. Oh. They're no longer together. But I will say, on the side of bad kids, I don't think being a good kid helped me much.
Right.
I think I would have maybe been a little better off if I'd, you know, gotten my hands a little dirtier.
Did you eventually get your hands
dirty?
Get your hands dirty.
That's the problem, the thing, is if you don't do it in, like, high school, then you wild out in your
20s. Exactly. I know. I agree. I know that. I know. So that's it. You know that your child is going to have to discover this world on their own. And what that means is they're going to have their heart broken. They're going to make some bad mistakes. Mm-hmm. And you can't.
You just have to imbue them with enough sense, hopefully, and critical thinking skills to get themselves through it.
Yep. It's like, for me, I just hope, you know, I think that if there's one job to being a parent, it's being to give your child some kind of confidence.
Yeah. Oh, confidence.
Or self-esteem.
Yeah.
You know? And that's it. Like, the rest is going to be up to her.
Yeah. And the world. Who knows? Yeah. Yep. That's why I don't have kids.
Well, you know, I had Mary late in life, so it's a tough job.
Yeah.
It's a tough job.
Seems like it.
So anyway, that bizarre song came mostly.
Well, I was going to say, it's a tough job, but for, you know, I've met many musicians who are parents, and they get some great songs out of it.
Yeah, you get some pretty good songs out of it. It's good. It's good.
You know, you can only write about, like, breakups for so long.
Well, before I met my wife, that was all I wrote about, was breakups, because that was all I did, was break up.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then I met my wife, whom I've been with for a really long time, so...
Don't have to worry about that anymore.
Nobody
wants to hear, I mean, I would like to hear a song, but there's not much of a market for songs about, like, I'm very happy in my long-term relationship.
Right. She got one. I gave her one on my last record.
That's
but, you know, and it was just kind of more of a statement of, like, okay, no more breakup songs.
Yeah.
Here's a love song, you know.
Yeah. Mark Delgado is my guest. And you're also playing in July at Rojan Brewing in Hillsdale. So, couple opportunities to see you in
different... God you guys told me about that.
You weren't going to show up.
No, I was going to show up.
There was going to be a big crowd of people there chanting, Mark, Mark,
no,
Mark.
That's never happened once, actually.
Maybe this is your day. Do you have time for one more song?
Sure.
Let's do it.
All right. I could do... All right. Do we have... All right. I'm just going to do it in this same place that I'm in.
Well, if you need time to retune, I can
absolutely
stall.
Not.
I am a professional.
I can talk and tune. No one will even know it's happening.
And once again, if you're just joining us, Mark Delgado is my guest, and live guests on The Afternoon Drive are brought to you in part by Hudson Paws in Hudson, New York, and the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz.
Here we go. No blacksmith safe, shackles and shoes she once made. No royalty be damned. They thought they had control. Soon they found you can't pay off those volunteers who showed up with their buckets all full of tears, put out the fires raging east of Eden. Please don't ever mention things you've seen there, and always remember to tip your waiter. best advice I can give you. I'm kidding. No, where do you stand? Don't pretend you're here to lend a hand. No, think you're smart.
KZE. Mark Delgado is my guest. You are a very clever lyricist, I have to say.
I almost didn't do that one because it's a little verbose.
I like verbose. I'm a fan, and I just too, there's a lot of turns of phrase in there that I really enjoyed.
Oh, cool. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you. That one came from directly from. I'm a huge fan of Connor Oberst, of course. And I was listening to, I forget which song of it is I ripped off, but I was listening to one of them, and I was just like, I'm going to try to do one exactly like that. And it just ended up being...
The guitar part is a little bit like Cape Canaveral, a little bit
I think it was Cape Canaveral I was trying to rip off. Yeah. It was either that or it was like Milk Thistle or one of those. And
now I'm going to go home and listen to a bunch of Connor Oberst.
And then you're going to be like, gee, Mark didn't quite get close, did he?
No, I love...
He's so good, though.
I love an influence, you know? Everybody who has ever made music was influenced by something.
Connor, of course, and then, of course, I'm a huge Ian Felice fan, too. he's another one. So amazing.
Genius lyricist.
Yeah. Doesn't really get his due, in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm a huge fan.
Did you listen to James's solo album?
I did. It's fantastic.
Also, holy moly.
I love those guys. We just, I don't know if I should say this on the air, but I got a chance to. They just recorded a new record.
Oh.
And, I mean, I'm not supposed to say anything.
Well, you know, we're not spilling any beans about it. They might never release it.
They did a private show, and I was invited.
Oh, that's so nice.
It was amazing. Me and my wife both are huge fans.
Yeah.
And so lyrics are a big deal to me.
Yeah.
So thanks for saying that.
You do it well.
Oh, thanks.
Mark Delgado, you can see him on Saturday at the Colony, the Outdoor Beer Garden Zone.
I think it's the 27th.
Saturday the 27th. It is. Yeah.
6 o'clock. I got a great band. Jeff Hill on bass, Justin Tracy on drums, Todd Nelson on guitar. Really great band. So I hope you come.
Yeah. Are you on social media? Can we follow you?
Yeah. Find all the social media. Mark X Delgado on Instagram. Mark with a C. That's the important.
Mark, in the French style.
Right, correct. Yeah. And I'm also having a website, which is also Mark X Delgado.
Right on.
And I'm on Facebook, too.
Cool.
Same. All Mark X Delgado, I think.
We'll follow you.
Thanks.
Thanks so much for coming in. We'll see you next time.
Me.
We got a word from our friends at Grey Fox Bluegrass Festival. Then we're coming back with Brothers Johnson on KZE.